Mulungu wa mushe, amen. Tumuka kumuimbira na kumutokoza, amen. Inotima bwela mnyumba wa Mulungu. Na vindu vosia na siyana. Tatuka ku vindu vosia na siyana. Vena, wangala mama tenda. Vena kapena paina vochiti kafamu mtima. Batizwa kuti singanga mkuru alipo, amen. Kizwa kuti eti wane aposha, wana machirisa von 17 nkale nasu. Kudwala siku chatu unodwala mtima iya. Watimwa okapena kutupi. Kumankala kudwala kwa siyana siyana. Peno chuchutika na mtima wako. Okapena uzi waktifi ntusiviri mushe. Mumoyo. Tikabuwa mnyumba Mulungu tizi wakuti ndiye ama chirisa. Amen. Ama chirisa matenda yonso. Ama chirisa von 17 nkale nazo. Amen. So nifuwa tiimbe. Mawa ya nyimbo namba 83. Ngatinga kwani sekuwele ngati nyimbo namba 83 mchinyanja singanga mkuru ndiye Yesu, amen. Ndiye Yesu ama chirisa, ndiye Yesu ama chosa machimo yonse, ndiye Yesu ama ngankale mavuto ya siyana siyana nangu nivuto ya puanji tili na mkuru singanga wanama angati chirise, amen. Praise the Lord. Namba 83. Lero ni siku hii na Mulungu apanga ni kurupia kutiza nkala odalisiwa. You know, mawe ya kabwera osa dankawa, osa nkala odandaula kati konse iani. Apantiri tina maumboni ambiri ya ntinga kambe kuti Mulungu vyati chitira. So Mulungu siwa kudala iai. Mulungu ni umozi na umozi. Na lero ni umozi, amen. Vyana chita mamairo angachite na lero. Anukurupila utika kurupilira azati yanga.
Asanga da, asa ati son.
Spazico, amen. Yeah. You know, on Tauzambiri, Timona Kuti, Tizankari, Panopazico, but what to Spazico, yeah. Kurinumba Nemu, what Sungira, Songa Talimbikira, Talimbikira, now Christo Watu, Nakukara Moy Watazona, Nikrupiratin Tawi Zabuera, Janem Tawi, and Nemurunga Sungira Jamalo, Quantiza Pezeka, amen. So for Sangalari Pantimba 371, Nimbo number 371, Kuti Kwatu Spaziko, Tingo Pitirira, amen. Tingo Pitirira Kuriziko and Emunwat Subira, amen. Praise the Lord.
Spaziko, Tingo Pitirira, Indaziko de Kira. Oh,
Amen. Kupira mulungu azati dalisa. Amen. Yeah, so kusata nthawi cause tina tizofunga kana ma service ya tatu chuka kuseni up to 12 and then nango 14 up to kuma 16 and then na usiku. Amen. You know ngati una ngati kuli nthawi yani mulungu akupasani sunga mwai 7 zesa nthawi ja chikuru chandikaira pano paziko si ivonzi vantiona iyai chandikaira paziko ni kumvera kumawo ya Mulungu tikamvera kumawo ya Mulungu tankhala pamawo ya Mulungu yaja ndiye chikuru chandili pano paziko. Amen. So tikutokoza Mulungu kuti Mulungu azankhala tindotidalisa pa usiku wa lero. So sata nthawi ikulu chiziviso chabe chanene ngankhale nacho nchakuti you know pa mpingo no pa October which is a month and a bit after September October tizankana msonkano winango kulu kuchipata. So tili oskonzeka diskonzeka kwenda kuchipata but all the same tinaona kuti tizankana chabwino mwe tumana chita announce nikuru pa yona ngomana ndako tumakalata kuti uzankala msonkano kuno. Amen. So ndiye msonkano amene oyu so zankana ma meetings lero zasiri zisamairo. Amen. So tizankara ogona kuno tizankara kucheza na imwe pamozi na kudia kudia chakudia chaku mzimu na kudia chakutupi. Amen. Kudiera pamozi na kusangalara. Amen. So but chikuru nchakuti mao pia zabwera tinkare omve sesa tinkare o pempa kuri Mulungu kuti Mulungu ankare otidalisa. Amen. Amen. So ndiye chiziso chikuru maningi. So pakati paife tina bale watitandalira. Amen. You know tina bale wachuka ku Zimbabwe so tina ape mpakuti hapa mpitirira pamwenda kumaenda kumalawi apita kumawa kumalawi. Amen. So ati hapa mpitirira paja mungankare otidali sako kurufunsa kwa. Amen. So wanankara bomvera na kuteta tizaenda wonse kanso tizankara nao lero pake na mairo and then mairo ndipoza pitiriza kuenda kumalawi. Amen. Yeah, so tina bale nzanya mula bale ba brother Tindirika. Amen. Wanga, the brother can stand as we come him. Amen. Amen. Nwa bale wabwino maningi wazuka tikulupira mau ya mozi ba ku Zimbabwe. So nwa bale wabwino maningi wankara otirimbisa so taunataa tie ni kansi iti ende wonse mwankare you know tinkare odalisi wa pamozi. So tingangare ntawi nawe pamozi na kuwafunsa mwe kuriri ku Zimbabwe kuja. Amen. But we thank God ni wantu tiri wantu pamozi so we thank God. And then of course vena ngo wantiri nawo wachua ku Zimbabwe nzalikili la babusa wati wabanyamule. Amen. Ndiye wazati delisako na mao so nzanyamule pastor ndiye wazati chita introduce babusa wachua ku Zimbabwe mazina yao na vonsa. Amen. So kusa tawa ntawi mekuru maningi niza ita na wabusa kutiba ngapitirize kutiti kana service kutufuwa tizankana service ya namba tu mwena kambira. Amen. So I'll straight go away with the pastor so that he can introduce the name to our name.
Niku pasani mwoni wonse muzina ya Yesu Kristo. Amen. Mwatameni yonio kondwela. Amen. Mwatita kondwela.
Amen.
Inena kondwela. I think ni walakso nchabe wa kondwela. Nizona, walakusoni mwakondwela.
Amen.
Takondwela twanse.
Amen.
Awene ndinwa kondwela maninge.
Amen.
Amen. Masabata ya kumbuyo, kuli message ya mine tina lalikirako. Message yenze yochedwa uniform without salvation. Nwanda nwakumbuka. Uniform without salvation. Muzi watikawerenga mau mu Mateo 7 verse 21. Yesu Kristu kuli mau ya mena ana lankula. Ni mau yolimbisa, but futi ni mau yoyopsa. Yapasa na kuyopa, yapasa na manta. Aya mau ambuye Yesu Kristu wanakamba kuti siku izakwa na izabwera ijade, pamene wambili wazakamba ise wambuye tenze chula pazina yanu. Ise wambuye tenze tandiza wantuosa oka. Ise wambuye tenze enda kucheche. Ise wambuye tenze pempele la vantu. Koma mkuyanka wambuye Yesu Kristu wakamba kuti nizawa ya nkakuti, sini kuzivane. Chokani kwa manso panga imwe vantu, wamine simu, sumu kwa nkabala mulo, ya mine akamba mau yake. Manje, just imagine, mumoyo wako ukuti nipempele Mulungu, kapena Mulungu wani ziva, then pa day of judgment Mulungu kukuona ukamba kuti sini kuziva. Icho ncho opsa maningi. Simu amene.
Amen.
So lingo ya kukumana hapa maro panu ni ya kuti ija siku ikalipobwela tizivisise kuti mau ya Mulungu ya kambachani. So that tipezeke ndiso konzeka pamene ija siku ya mene izatifikira. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uniform Mulungu ya mene embekeza. Si uniform ya kuti kapina ndwe Dachi, kapina ndwe Pentecostal, kapina ndwe Catholic na vonse hivo. Kaviri aya ni mazina ndise tina ya panga chabese vandu. So mkukuma na pano, ngati mebe mwachoka kuchechi ukuna uku, kosa sakamana pari hivo, takumana pa mau ya Mulungu.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nwandani wakonde mau ya Mulungu. Tishte
Amen.
Wewe. Aha, ndecha mine takumanilana pano. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ndiye uniform ya mine tabwira kuvara pano. Uniform ya mau ya mbuye Yesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen.
Kuti ngati palipali ponse pola kwika. Mau ya kawerengewa, mau ya kalalikiwa, Mulungu azakambisa, azati kambisa. Amen.
Amen.
So chili very important pamene tibwera pamaso ya Mulungu, ncha kuti mulaliki pamene alalikira, imwe muivaleko neba one. Muivaleko uyu amene ankala next nine. Chifukwa Mulungu pamena tuona pano, saona guru. Aona imwe, mwe tachape. Mwambisa sasamene na kamba. Ngati ni muntu azange na malo ya no, azakamba, kwenze guru. But ngati wambuye Yesu Kristu wabwela malo muno, so azakamba atipenze guru. Azatula chape imwe zina yana. Ndiwe ndani zina? Ati? Patrick. So ngati wambuye Yesu Kristu wangena muno malo. Ngati ndimwe mwangena, nikakuzani kuti mwezi maona kwa ndani mzakamba kwenze guru. But wambu Yesu Kristu wakangena muno wazakamba mwenze Patrick, wazakamba mwenze Andrew, wazakamba mwenze John. Chifukwa akuzivani imwe mwamine muliri mwe pamweka. So ngati mabwera na laanti kuno, mabwera na mbuya, kapena mabwera na mzano, muivale mkono yo. Zimbe kazi amene tikamba. Mumuiwa reko uyo. Ngati mabwela na Mulongo wanu, kapena na mbale wanu, muiwa re mkoni, mabwela mweka.
Amen.
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 Mabwela mweka. So mau pamene ya bwela, kosa wana kuti, nikakamba amen, wazani wanawaneba kuti nane nakamba amen, mabwela mweka.
Amen.
Uzani waneba wanu kuti mabwela mweka.
Amen.
Uzani nao wali next kuti mabwela mweka. Aha. Chifukwa na kumwalira kuti vima shitika kuti tashika mboko si vantu wawili. Vima shitika hivi? Awe, tukalipo shitika hapo, but? Ni mweka tabi, mkofili. Zima
amen?
Amen. So manje ngati ya kwana ntawi, yopanga decision. Kuti na peza choona ni namvela mau ya Mulungu. Wai mganizirepo pali mzangu. Chipuru muso nipa mweka, simu
amen?
So timirile mkukonzika mitima yatu kumvera mau ya Mulungu. Amen?
Amen.
Ngati muli maganizo yali yonse yali mutu kuti kulizina zamene nasi ya kunyumba kuti
muganiza po ichinaichi ivo vonse muvisiye panja. Kosa ona pantawi kuta kuli kwa mene nita mangira kuli business wakapena kuli wa marume kuli wa ndani ino siku mwamene takumanirana pano Yesu Kristo anayo na kudala maganizo yake muka libo no badwa. So ngati mwezi na program ili yonze ikanso lingeni nzeru zanu manje zinkale muno munyumba. Tili kumvera napo eh? Nzeru zanu zonse zinkale muno mumalo muno. So mau yamene yaza bwera siya kuti niyama chikulile kapena niyawana ni aliense as long as upema as long as wapezeka muno mulungwezana kuona kudala kutu uzapezeka siku ya lero mumalo yano. Amen. Praise God. Nifuna tikonze mitima yatu chifukwa ineni kulupirira ngati Mulungu atumiza wakapolo wake sama watumiza pachabe. Nindane nze gani zapo kutu kungangale mpengo kono. Site nze gani zapo. But ni Mulungu wana chisonda. Ni Mulungu wana chilola kuti mpezekepo. So ngati mtu wala mtupi mkamba abatisini mvera bwino mtupi. Even pamene na bwera. Mwabwera kuchipatala kuno.
Amen.
Amen. Mwabwera kuchipatala. Kulupirilani kuti Mulungu azakutandizani. Amen.
Amen.
Noti mulole chili tonse chikushita ni disturb. Kapina kupali matenda amene mvila. Kapina ni mutu wawa. Imwa kambani satana na kukana. Ine nifuna nivere mau ya Mulungu.
Amen.
Mukamvera na chikulupirilo. Mulungu azakudalisani.
Amen.
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 Tivari menso tipembere pamene mau ya bwera.
Dale sane
anandu.
Oh, dale sane
anandu.
Ambuye,
ambuye, dale sane anandu.
Anandu. Ambuye,
ambuye,
dali sani,
anandu,
anandu,
nikuti, akaduwe, nikuke, nani,
ochi.
Manja yatu pamene ni pempera. Ambuye tabwera malo ano. Siti na bwere kuona na chabe. Siti na bwere kuimba chabe kapena kumvera kubwino mumaimbidwe. Tabwera pano pamalo kutitimvere mau yanu. Noti mau ya mundu. Noti mau ya mpingo. Noti mau ya pente. Noti mau ya katolika. Noti mau ya baptisti, noti mau ya methodisti, koma mau yanu yanalembedwa, lekani yafike pamalo pano, yafike mumitima yatu, yatitembe nule, yatichilise mumatupi yatu, yatichilise mumoyo watu, kuti ochimwa aliense, ankare olangi la mau yanu, yankare umuongola, ambuye, tabwela pamalo pano, kuti mungale. Otichosa kuchimo, mkale otichosa kukahena, chifukwa siku izafika pamine tiza mwalira, siku izafika pamine tiza kalamba, sitiza kwanisa kutamanga, sitiza kwanisa kusevenza. Koma ambuye, pamene mkali mpavu mtupi yatu, pamene mkali umoyo mtupi mwatu, tabwela pamaso panu, kujiti mvele mau yanu. Ambuye tisekule ni maso. Chifukwa mga tisumza tisekula, tingawele nge, mau aya. tizawere ngatape mao koma siasa tingena mumtima yatu koma mkatipasa maso mkatipasa matu mau ya zamveseka mau ya zatitembenula ambuye niki za aliensa amena kumana pano aliensa amena apema niwa fakesa mmanja mwana tazika na mizimu ya satana tazika na mizimu ya unbelief pamina takumana pano ambuye Yesu Kristu karani oti daisa. I bring everyone under the blood of Jesus Christ. I bring everyone under the mighty hand of God. That Lord, as your word goes forth, may you bless us. May you anoint the preacher. May you anoint the interpreter. That, oh Father, everyone who listens, let them walk out of this place blessed. Tipempa is into zonse. Kupyore na muzina ya Yesu Christu tipempera. Amen.
Mulungu atikonda manenge.
Amen.
Muzi wangati muntu wakukonda, tinkale waimilira, tinkale waimilira. Masoja wa maimilira ka, the whole day. Ndimwe masojas wa Yesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen.
Muntu ngatakukonda, timaziwa bwanji. Timaziwa bwanji kuti uyu muntu anikonda. Kuma nkala kukupasa kuka gift, ay. Muzi wazima chitika hizo.
Amen.
Muntu maybe akugulira ko kantu or maybe pobwera ta ujeko bread o nakugulira ka shirt yaka naye Mulungu ana njira yake yonesa chikonde njira yake Mulungu naeve ama tuma mpaso zake.
Amen.
Akatuma atumiki wake muzamvera mau yamene mkalibomvera po.
Amen.
Icho ni chikonde cha Mulungu.
Amen.
Icho ni mpamvu ya Mulungu.
Amen.
Akatitumira vantu akapola wake ochokera ku Zimbabwe kuwabweresa kuno kuti timvere mau ya Mulungu. Amen.
Amen.
Koma si muntu chabe tione Mulungu amene apasa mpaso yake tikamverana mau tikamverana matu kukulupirira kuti Mulungu anibweresa pano nalingo Mulungu azati dalisa.
Amen.
Amen. Pantawi no nizaita na wabusa wa James Veremu ochokera ku Zimbabwe. God bless you pastor, you can come and bless us. Amen.
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 We are happy to be in the house of the Lord.
And this soko ndwa kupezika mnyumba ya Mulungu.
This is where we belong.
Ati muno ndi mwangie mnyumba yatu.
Amen. So we come from different homes.
Na kutoka kuma nyumba yosiana.
In this case, different countries.
Ati muri injira ni maziko yosiana.
But when we come together like this.
Ati kapo ya pamozi ngati hapa.
We have really come home.
Ata poida kunyumba.
Where we belong.
Ati kwantiriri.
So I want to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ati
kusha nbonse mzina Yesu Christu.
I also... greetings from home, from our church back home, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ni kuposha ni bure sa utenga kuchoka kuposha kuchoka ku babare waku nyumba kuja ku Zimbabwe.
Amen. And I'm happy that they are praying for us.
And you know, kondo kutiwa tipempele lako.
And we are gathering in this place this time.
At panta kumana muno malo, panta wino.
As we share the word of the Lord.
At pantigawa na mao ya Mulungu.
And even the presence of God.
At na manso ya Mulungu.
We are under the shadow of the mighty Holy Ghost.
At ilipari mpamzimu oera ulipari ife.
Amen. As the pastor was saying, we have come for the word of the Lord. Amen. We want to know nothing else but the word. I think it was Apostle Paul at one time, he said, at one time we knew one another in another way. But now that we are in Christ,
we are Christ.
New creatures. And then Paul says, when I look at you, I don't want to see anybody. even like the pastor was saying, but I want to see Christ in you crucified. Amen. That which Christ died for, being vindicated in you. That's why we have come here. So we thank God for that. Amen. For His grace that He has bestowed upon us. Now, we just want to share the word of the Lord. Maybe we will start by reading from the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 5.
Exodus chapter 5.
We'll read from verse 1.
Examine about verse 1.
And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. Exodus chapter 5, verse 1, maybe up to verse 2. Okay. I'll read as you interpret.
Yes.
Okay. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told
Pharaoh,
thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. We may be seated. Amen. Now, as we are starting this, our gathering, from today, we have left our homes and we have left any other thing that you should be doing that we may come here. And it has been confirmed by the pastor that God wants to see you individually. And even as we have come, we want to present ourselves, each one, before God. If I want to do anything for my brother or sister, I just want to be a vessel whereby God can bless my brother and sister. That's what I want with any other person that has come here. That I may be a channel for a blessing. But we have come here to have fellowship with God, whom we have come to worship. Now, from where we have read, we have this question which Pharaoh asked. Who is the Lord
Ati uyumbuye ni ndani.
When Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh,
ati Moses na Aaron perenda kuli Pharaoh.
They said the Lord God of Israel has sent us.
Ati Mulungu waku Israel ati tuma.
Then Pharaoh says, "Who is that God?"
Ati Pharaoh anati uti ni ndani uja Mulungu.
Now as we start our fellowship today, we just want to look at this question. Who is God? As we have come here, we have not come to meet one another, but we have come to meet God. Now, who is that God whom we have come to meet? This is the question that Pharaoh asked. Who is that God that I should let the people of Israel go? So Pharaoh wanted to know who that God is. Because without knowing him, how can I let the people go? Even as we are gathered today, who is that God? Because without knowing him, how can we worship him? How can we obey him? How can we follow his word? We want to know who is this God? Because we know people in the world,
Muziko.
You know, when they had an idea of who God is, they made their own images of that God. At one time, the Apostle Paul came to the city of Athens. And he saw different temples built. Built to different gods. And there was also one temple built unto the unknown God. And then Paul says, that which you worship not knowingly, that God whom you don't know is the one now I'm going to introduce to you. That you may know him. Because himself, Paul, at one time he thought he was worshipping God, as it was with all the people who had built temples unto that God. He thought also he was worshipping God. But one day, a light shined around him. And then he was told, why are you persecuting me? And then he asked the question, who are you, Lord? Can you see? After God had talked with him, he, Paul himself, wanted to know, who are you? So is it this afternoon? We want to know, who is this God? Yes, we have come to worship him. We have been singing songs. But who is he? Because without knowing him, we cannot serve him like the world has done. They have built churches for themselves so that they can worship. So when you talk to them, they say, we are doing this because we are Catholics. We are doing this because we are Methodists. So they are doing things according to their own denomination. But we have come here not upon the basis of an organization. We have come here for God. And who is this God? If he can reveal himself to us, then we are able to worship him the way he wants us to worship him. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Who is this God? What is his name? Where does he dwell? Amen. What is his relationship with us? Amen. We must know this our God, whom we have come to worship. Amen. Now, there's only one way that God can show himself to us, that we may know him. Amen. And the pastor has told us it is through his word. Amen. We are not here to hear the words of a man, not the words of a church, but the word of God. Now, if we want to know God, we have to know him through and by his word. Amen. It is the word that reveals to us who God is, so that we can worship him. Amen. Now we just want to see from the word of God in the book of John, in chapter
1,
we'll read from verse
1.
It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him not anything made was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Now here we see that in the beginning, the Bible says there was the word. And we know the word is the expression of the mind of the great Elohim. Amen. Before there was anything, there was this great eternal spirit. Amen. And that great eternal spirit had a mind. It had a purpose. It had an intention. Amen. And then because God had this in his mind, he had to bring it into a form that can be seen. Amen. So we don't worship God in the vacuum. When you come to God, there are things that are tangible in your life that show and confirm to you that God is with you. Amen. There is a change in life. There is light that comes into your life. You don't just go on the old way again, because something has happened in you. You have received the word of God. That was what was in the beginning, the tangible mind of God. Amen. Can you see? So when you believe in God, it is not just in the vacuum. God deals with you. Because God expresses himself in you to show you or to show forth in you who he is. It is that which makes you now to worship God. The pastor has told us that At the end, some will come to God, and then God will say, I don't know you. Amen. So if God does not know you, it means you also don't know him. You cannot know him and him not know you. Can you see that? So we are not just groping in darkness. But we are coming to God who reveals himself and shows forth who he is. Amen. And that is what now we want to see this afternoon. Who is this God that we worship? Who is this God whom we have come to see? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, it says here, in the beginning, there was the Word. Amen. And that Word was with God. Amen. And that Word was God. So you cannot separate God from his Word. And you cannot separate God from his mind. Amen. We want to know this God whom we worship. Amen. Before there was any church, before there was anything, it says here, there was the Word. There was the mind of God. And it was expressed in the Word. Amen. And now, because it was the mind of God expressed in the Word, it means that that Word now is God. Amen. Can you see that? So whatever was in his mind is what he was, the Word. And whatever the Word was is God. Amen. Amen. So whom have we come to worship? We have come to worship him who was in the beginning. Amen. Now, he reveals himself. He is not a God who is hiding somewhere. Amen. Amen. For instance, when we take water, and we stand you here, and then we pour water on you, you become wet. Because I poured water on you. You cannot remain dry when I have poured water on you. When we take fire and put it there, and we take you and put you in the fire, you will get burnt because you have been put in fire. Now we will know that if I pour water, you will be wet. If I put you in fire, you will be burnt. Can you see that?
Amen.
Now it's shown in you. Amen. So is it with God. You cannot meet this our God and remain the same. Amen. Because he is God. If the water gets you wet, and the fire gets you burnt, that God, when he comes in contact with you, there must be something that will happen. Amen. And that is the something that we want to happen in us when we meet this God. Because he will make us see and feel
what he is.
Amen.
We have not come to worship something imaginary. Our God is real. He was in the beginning. And in the beginning, he was the expression of his mind. Amen. Now today, God, if he is God, he will show us, he will confirm to us who he is. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Nobody is going to talk about you. He himself will have to vindicate himself and show forth who he is. Amen.
Amen.
When I put your hand in the fire, I don't have to ask your neighbor. What is fire? If I put your hand in the fire, it doesn't need your neighbor to tell you that fire burns. You know it. Because your hand has been put in the fire. This afternoon, we will know God who he is, not because somebody has told us, but because we have come in contact with him. That's what we need in this our convention, is to come in contact with that God, so that each one of us will have a testimony of who God is. Not what somebody has told me, not what somebody is saying, but what God is to me. Amen. When Moses came to
Pharaoh,
he said to Pharaoh, God of Israel, has, God of the Hebrews has met with us. And he has sent us to tell you this message. Let my people go. Then Pharaoh came back and he says, who is that God that I should let the people go? You can see here, Pharaoh could not let the people go because Moses had said so. Not because Aaron had met this God. He says, who is he that I, not you, but I should let the people go? Who is this God that you should worship him? Not because I'm worshiping him, then you want to worship him. But who is he to you personally? Amen.
Amen.
This is the relationship that God wants with us.
Amen.
So we have seen here, it says, this word which was with God was God. Amen. So that the word expresses God. And he says, everything was made by this word. Without this word, nothing was made. Amen.
Amen.
Can you see that? Amen. There can never be anything without this word. So it means this word, it does things.
Amen.
Amen. When this word comes in contact with you, it does something with you. It won't let you and leave you as you were. There will be a change in your life because we have met with this power, which is
creative.
Amen.
Amen. You can see all these trees. These were created by the word. So we don't have to imagine that there is a creator. We don't have to be taught that there is a creator. We can see. When we see these trees, it rings in our hearts that God creates. Amen. Amen. That's the way we know God. By the power that he works in us. Amen.
Amen.
He shows forth who he is by the power of his vindication. Now he says, the Bible says, all things were made by him, and without him there was nothing that was made. Because in him was life. Amen. And that life was a light to man. Amen. You know, we could have been living in the darkness of sin. But the word of God is the light to shine in our hearts. So that we can see the realities of God. Can you see that? We want to know him. Who is he?
Amen.
How do we know him? By the life that comes and shines in your heart and take away the darkness. Kuchosa ndima. Iwe okara wona zedi zedi. Chifukwa ndima ndima watawa.
Amen.
Si chonzo.
Amen.
Okay. So that's what the word of God is to us.
Amen.
Amen. It is the light.
Ninyali.
Amen. It shines in your life.
Umawalika mumoyo watu.
So we want to worship God.
So notifuna kumulambira.
Amen.
Amen.
How do we worship him?
Mantetiza mulambira bwanji.
It is because he shines in your life.
Mifukwa alikuunika mumoyo watu.
And when the light of God shines in your life, darkness has got to go away. Amen. Because he is light. And another thing, that light comes from the life. Amen. In him there is no death. In him there is no darkness. Because he is life. Now when life comes into you, it will manifest the things of life. When a baby is born and it is alive, it will start to grow. Can you see? Because in the baby is life. So we have come to worship God. So who is this God? He is life. We don't worship him in death or in the works of darkness, because he is light. That's the God whom we have come to worship. Amen. Now, this time we are here, we want now, you know, to come into relationship with this God. Let's not go back home. Without coming into contact with him. Amen.
Amen. We need to come in contact with him. And how does he show himself? Like what he did in the beginning. He manifested himself in the word. And that word was the expression of the mind of God. Amen. Whatever God desired was manifest in that word. Amen. And that's why we have come here, is to meet him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now we just want to go again in the first book of John. In chapter 1, we'll read, I think, verse 5. Or maybe we can start from verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, the word of life. For life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was in with the Father, and was manifested to us. Can you see our relationship with God? We have received that which was in the beginning. Not something that man has made. That which we are hearing is not man's words, but it is the word that was in the beginning. And what we are seeing with our eyes, if we come in contact with this word, it's not something that man has made, but it is what God has made.
Amen.
May our faith, or may our minds dwell upon that. We don't want to see what man has done. We don't want to hear what man is saying. But we want to see what God has done.
Amen.
And hear what God is saying. So that our faith may be in God. And if our faith is in God, as God was in the beginning, so will he be again to you. Amen. I say it, God created the trees. Because the Bible says so, that in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So we can see the trees as the vindication that God is a creator. Now in your life, there must be that vindication that God is light. Amen. Can you see that? He is going to shine in your life until you feel the light, you see the light, and you'll be separated from the darkness of the world. Because that's what God is. Who is this God that we should worship him? Who is this God that we should sing to him? He is life. Amen. So he gives us that life. And that life will shine in us. Now when the light shines, it takes away all the darkness. Now let me tell you, sin is darkness. Amen. Can you see that? So when God comes in your life, he shines in you, and sin has got to depart. Because in him, there is no darkness. Amen. Can you see that? God is life. Now, when somebody gets sick,
you will tell him, Mzamuza, why don't you go to hospital?
Nchanzu pita kuchipatala.
Or when your child is sick,
olomwana wana kadwala,
you may take it to the hospital.
Mungampeleka kuchipatala.
Why are you doing that?
Nchanzu muchita choncho.
You don't want that child to die.
Simfuna ujamwana kudamwalile.
You take it to the hospital,
mumpeleka kuchipatala,
so that it does not die.
Kote ukasamwalile.
Can you see that? Now, God
Mulungu
is life.
Ni umoyo.
Can you see? So sickness
matenda
leads to death.
Imapeleka kuimfa.
You see that? So when sickness comes,
pamene matenda yabwera,
in actual fact, it is death that is coming.
Ni imfa yamene ibwera, mukamba mchidule mkaona matenda.
It is darkness that is enshrouding you.
Nimdima wamene ukuzolekana.
But God,
koma Mulungu,
is light.
Nimyale.
So what is God to your sickness?
Nanga Mulungu kumatenda ana ripoti.
God is that life.
Mulungu ndiye umoyo uja.
When he shines in you,
akavala mwaimwe,
darkness has got to depart.
Mdima uzafuna kutoka.
So we have come here to see this God who does away with the darkness, who does away with the sickness, because he is light. And that light is life. We have come to fellowship with him. Amen. So how do we worship him? By being taken out of darkness and into the light. This is what the word of God says. It says now, this then is the message in verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another. Amen. When Moses came to Pharaoh, he says, let the people go, and they will have a feast in the wilderness and worship God there. That's why we have come here. We have come for a feast, a spiritual feast, to worship God. And here the scripture says, if we walk in God, we walk in the light. And because we are walking in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Now when we have fellowship one with another, then the blood of Jesus Christ will wash away our sins. The power of Jesus Christ will heal our diseases. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why we have come here, to have contact with that God. So who is this God to us? He is the light. This is what the scripture is saying. Amen. Who is he to us? He is the light. Amen. Now, when we go to the book of Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 53. We just want to read some few verses there. In verse 5, But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. That's who he is to us. Who is he?
Ndani.
Let's go again. The same Isaiah. I think we'll just go to Isaiah chapter 61.
Isaiah 61.
In verse 1 it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Amen.
Amen.
In Isaiah, it says, in chapter 53, it says, "The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed." How is that to us? Because when Jesus Christ came, we saw in the book of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." And then that Word, which was in the beginning, was made flesh in the body of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. Why was he made flesh? So that by his stripes we are healed. Why did he come? He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." He has come to preach the good tidings. He has come to bind the brokenhearted. He has come to proclaim liberty to the captives. He has come to heal those who are sick. That's who he is.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
we want to know who this God is, so that we can derive from him what he is. If he is the light, and we come into him, the scripture then says, we have fellowship one with another. Our fellowship here is because you are Piri or you are Banda, Malunga or whatever. Our fellowship is because God has revealed to us who he is. He is the light. Do you love to walk in the light? You come into this light. If I want to walk in the light, I'll come into this light. Then because we are in that light, then we have fellowship.
Amen.
That's who God is to us. Amen. He is that light. He is our life. He is he who brings us into the liberty of his life. Amen. Who is this God that you should worship him? He is your healer. Because by his stripes you were healed. Amen. He is your peace. Amen. Because the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He is your life. Because he rose from the dead to overcome death so that you can have life. So who is God that we should worship him? He is our everything. He is our deliverance. He is our light. That's what he is to us. So now we have come to worship him because he is that to us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's what God is to us. Amen. Now we have fellowship here now. Because we have come into the realization that he is what he is to us. Amen. We may be bound in sin. We may be bound in sickness. Because we have not been enlightened to who he is to us. But if our eyes are opened to see him, who he is to us, then we are at liberty to enjoy that what he is to us. Who is this God that we should worship him? Amen. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the one who created you. Amen. So, him as our creator, we come to him. Before I was anything, he created me. Like the Bible says, I was wonderfully made. Amen. By who? By God himself. He's my creator. If he's my creator, he knows everything in me. Amen. He knows my problem. He knows what is burdening me. Because he is God. Now we have come. You know, in the scripture, in the book of Matthew, there was a time when Jesus was born. They came wise men from the east. And when they came, they say, we have come to worship him. Amen. Now, there was supposed to be a relationship between them and him. And they knew whom they had come to worship. Because they knew who he was. Because when they came, they didn't say, we don't know him. They said, we know him. That he has been born. And who he is. He is the King of Israel. We have come to worship him. Amen. So we cannot worship God until we come to the knowledge of who he is. Now, how do we know him? At one time, Jesus asked his disciples, he says, who do people say that I am? And people, you know, the disciples told him what people thought he was. Some think you are a prophet. Some think you joined the Baptist who is raised from the dead. Some think you are just Isaiah. Then he says, what do you say that I am? And then Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Amen. But my Father has revealed this to you. Now I pray the grace of God this afternoon that the very God who revealed to Peter will reveal to us
who God is. Not what people say, but Him revealing Himself to you and to me, who He is. So those wise men, when they came, they knew what they were looking for. They knew who He was. That's why they brought three types of gifts. They brought gold, because gold means that they had come to see God. Amen. Gold resembled divinity, which is God. They knew He was God. Now when you come to God and He reveals Himself, you will know He is God. Amen. And God knows everything. God knows your life. God knows where you were yesterday. He even knows where you will be tomorrow. God knows the hour you were born. God knows how many times your heart has beat. God knows how many times your eyes has batted. God knows how many steps you have walked since you started to walk. He knows everything.
Now,
when you come to that God, who knows all those things?
The secret of your heart.
He knows. So when you come to Him, you cannot come secretively. Amen. Because God knows you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is the God whom we have come to worship. The God who knows you. Amen. He knows your problems. He knows your pain. He knows everything that you are. This is the God whom you have come to. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why Pharaoh says, who is this God that I should let people go? Who is this God that you should worship Him? He knows you. What you feel. The pain you are going through. The problems you are going through. God knows. So this, when they came, the wise men, when they came, they brought their vindication of their knowledge of who He was. Amen. That He is God. Amen.
Amen.
May this dawn in our hearts even this afternoon. That in our hearts, we know for surety that we have come to God. Amen. We have not come to a man. We have not come to the power of a man. We have not come to see a man. But we have come to the God who knows us. The God who knows how much blood is in my body. The God who knows how many hairs are on my head. The God who knows how many times my heart is beaten. This is the God whom I have come to. And I have come to worship Him in the sense of Him being God. Amen. That's how the wise men came. Amen. To worship Him. They actually said, we have come to worship Him. Because He is God. Amen. In another thing, they brought frankincense. Now, the frankincense is a sweet smelling aroma. Amen. They knew they were coming to Him who had a life. Now, we all know
After we have been working in our fields and everything, when we come home, we take soap and water, and then we wash. We bath. Is that right? What do we want to take away? That bad smell. And what do you want to bring to us? The good smelling of the soap and the water as well. Amen. So when they brought the frankincense, they were admitting that he has the true life, which is acceptable before God. A life that is without sin. So they came to worship him. So now, as we have come this afternoon, we have come to him who has the true life. And we know what we have gone through. We know the sins that we have committed. We know the lies that we have told. We know all those things that we have done. But we have come to him. And who is he? He is the one who is like soap and water that can wash all our bad odor. Amen. We have come to him who can wash us and make us clean. Why should we continue in sin? Why should we continue in our bad lives when he is the soap that can wash our lives, the one who can clean our lives, the one who can make our lives right? That's whom we have come to. Amen. Before this convention is over, may I be washed. May I be clean. Don't let yourself go back in the way you have come. Amen. Be washed. How can I be washed? By coming into fellowship with him. Because I know who he is. I know this soap is very good. I know water is very good. But if I leave the soap and water there, and I say water is good, and this soap is very good, and I don't come in contact with them, I'll remain dirty and smelly. But I must go and have fellowship with the water and the soap. That's what we need this afternoon. Come and have fellowship with this God until he washes your heart. He washes your life. He cleanses you from the smelling of sin, that you may be sweet smelling before God. We have come to worship you. Amen. That's why they brought the frankincense. Amen. So that they acknowledge that he is the one who can give us that true life. They also brought myrrh. Myrrh is an ointment that is put on a person when he's dead. Amen. So they came knowing he's going to die for us. Amen. To die for our sins. To die for all the bad things that we have done. That when he rises, will also rise with him. We have come to worship him. Who is this God? He is the one who took your sins. He is the one who took all the bad things of your life. And you put them in the sea of forgetfulness. that you may be accepted before God. Who is this God that we should worship Him? We have seen by the word of God that He is your healer. We have seen by the word of God that is the water that can wash you. We have seen by the word of God that He is the light that can shine in your life. We have seen by the word of God that He is He who can bring you into fellowship with one another. True fellowship is with one another in the word of God, by the word of God, for the word of God, that all glory may be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is this God? He is your everything. He is the answer to every question. He is your deliverance. You know what happens with this God? When He delivers you, He will keep you. Amen. He has a place to hide you, where the power of Satan cannot hold you again. Who is this God? He is one whom when you come to, I don't care what your condition is, He is ready to receive you. He says in His word, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden and weak. Amen. And I'll give you rest. Why should you continue bearing your burdens when He is inviting you? Come. And I'll give you rest. Why should you continue in your sickness when He says, I have come to deliver those who are in bondage, so that by His stripes we can be healed? That's what He is tonight. That's what He is to us. Who is this God? It's not just an imagination. He's not just something out there. He is here with us. He is here among us to show forth His power. If you can only believe, you will be delivered. I don't care what condition it can be. Our God, who has called us, remember, He is the light. And that light is the life. And that life is the power of God in your life to deliver you from all forms of oppression that the devil can bring upon you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's who He is to us. Now we have come into fellowship one with another so that we can share, so that we can enjoy this goodness of God, to be delivered from all our sin, to be delivered from all our sickness, to be delivered from all oppression, that in liberty we may worship Him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now we know Him. Amen. He reveals Himself to us through His word to show us what He is to us. Can we now give our hearts to Him? Can we give our everything to Him, knowing this, that He is ready to receive us into His being? That's who God is to us. He is not an imaginary thing. He is not a God. He is not an unknown God. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the one who created you. Amen. He is so good that He never let death get you until even up to this time that we could have this fellowship and would derive from Him His goodness. Amen. We could have died long back. We could have died in our sins. But God is so gracious. He has allotted us this time to have this fellowship here so that we may derive from Him all the goodness that He is. He is God. He is the healer. He is our great physician. He is our deliverer. Who is this God that we should worship
Him?
He is everything that we can think of, even to our benefit. That's why we have come. We have come to worship Him as He reveals Himself to us. Let us just give our all to Him. In faith, we'll receive from Him, because that is His promise. He says in His word, where two or three be gathered in His name, He will be there. If two of you agree upon something, God will honor that. Amen.
Amen.
We have agreed to come to worship Him. Let's agree that whatever petition we lift up to Him, He will hear us. Let us agree that whatever sickness is in our midst, God will heal. If we agree and have faith in Him, nothing will stand between us and that prayer. Amen. Because He is God. Amen. Let's accept Him upon the basis of His word. He's your deliverer. He's your healer. He's your God. He's your creator. He's your father. He's your friend. He's your light. He's your life. He's everything to you. Let's agree upon the basis of His word that when we come to Him, He will hear us and He will grant to us that which we desire. Why will God do it? So that we have a witness that He is God. Amen. With this Pharaoh, he did not want to accept God as God, but he asked the question, who is he that I should let the people go? He says, as far as I'm concerned, I'll not let Israel go. See, his question was, who is this God that I should let Israel go? But as far as I'm concerned, I won't let Israel go. Because he did not know who this God was. Then God came down in the land of Egypt. The water was turned into blood. The staff of Moses was turned into a serpent. When he brought his magicians to turn their staff into also, all the snakes were swallowed up by Moses. There was darkness in Egypt. There was a hailstorm in Egypt. There was a boils on all Egyptians. There were frogs in Egypt until the first bones of Israel, of all Egyptians, died. Then Pharaoh said, this is God. Now I'll let the people go. He had seen who God was. But it was in the negative way. Amen. But as for us, who is this God? He is our healer. He is our frankincense. He is our redeemer. He is the light. He is the life. So we know Him in the power of His goodness to us. So let's accept. Let's believe. This God as He reveals Himself to us. That by faith we come to Him and nothing will stand in our way. Because He is God. Let's agree upon that. Let's have faith in that. Amen. If we agree. And He is God. If Pharaoh, an unbeliever, didn't want to do things unless he sees that God, and God was even good enough to show Himself to Pharaoh, how much will He, more will He do to us who want to see His greatness? We want to see His goodness. We want to see His glory. God cannot forsake us. God cannot deny us. Let's have our faith in Him. Who is this God that we've come to worship? He is our everything. Amen. As we have come into this fellowship to enjoy who God is to us, let's accept Him on that basis. That no sickness will reign over us. That no sickness will bind us. No demon will imprison us. But we will be free children of God, worshipping God in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who rose on the third day and had power over the decay of the body. And He had power over death. And power over the grave. And He rose on the third day. So that you can have life. So that I can enjoy the goodness of God. That God cannot deny us this afternoon. That God cannot leave us. He is here to reveal Himself, to show forth Himself, to prove Himself that He is God. That in this place, in this area, in this country, it may be known that God is among us, even for His own glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we come to Him, may God give us the grace that we accept who God is to us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we come to the close of this session, may we lift our hearts to Him. Amen. If you can just see all the darkness that the devil has tried to put upon us, whether in the form of sin or sickness, whatever form it is, let's come into this fellowship, you with God, I with God, together with God, we come to Him and proclaim that liberty that God has bought for us. Amen. If your life is bound in sin, if your body is bound in sickness, let's have this faith in us that God is more than able to deliver us from anything. Amen. I don't care how serious it can be, how powerful it can be, our God is greater than anything. He's greater than any sickness. He's greater than any sin. He's greater than any bond that can bind you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we give our life to Him, as we give this time to Him, let nothing be between you and Him. Amen. But let Him have dominion, have rulership, have the power over everything that can try to hinder you from the pleasure of worshiping God. As I hand over to the pastor, I just want each and every one of us to lift our hearts to him. Amen. Our God is real. He is not just an imaginary God. He is not just something that we have heard about. He is as real as you can see this thing here. He is as real as you can feel yourself. That's how near God is to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
You know, one day, God will show you a video. In that video,
the video,
you won't watch a movie. You won't be watching football. In that video, you will watch this service. Then God will ask you, what did you do when you heard the preacher preach?
Zambeka
izo? Amen. Izabweze kapo futi. One day mulunga zaka kwenye Sun TV. Ija TV sumuza katamba bola kapena zuo na zinangu azaka kuonesani umoyo wanu. Question ya mene mzafunsiwa ni akuti munachita po bwanji pa mau ya mene mwamvela siku ya lero. Waasha pa ntawi inosinifu na kuona wa ntuwacho kapanja chifuwa ni ntawi yope mpera manje. So nizafuna timilide kipembele. Shall we close our eyes?
Very much so.
Mulimpamvu, kangu, yoda bwisanju, mumwazi, mumwazi wa Yesu yo. Make a Murungo, Pamau, Yamanatifikira. Ambuya took your mechanic, Pakusekula Mwamba, Pakutipasa Daliso, Daliso, Yamau Yan, Yamene and Karayotifikira. Ambuya Sumna Titane Pembezo, Poma Ibwe, Dimwe Moyo. Sopano pamene mti kuelesera mau yanu, mti kuelesera umoyo. Sumu isana mtu aliense kuti angate chape waku chechi chechi. Koma mti itana kuti jitembenuke mwazona. Jiku ya mikani pa mau yanu ya mene angala kutifikira simu ya. Ambuye timasuleni. Ambuye kuchiliseni. Ambuye kuchiliseni. Hamu ya satana mtuke. Kita na pasina lani. Mau lero ya kifikira. Ipepe la mamudwari ye. Amenari mwa.
mazira ya Yesu. Hafu yanu inkale ya kusika pasi. Ya kusika kakaro anu. Imo ya mwe. Imo ya mwe. Mato. Mawe. Mwini kukoko ya kwa kutima ya. Karano kutilisa. Kutina ya Yesu Kristo. Oh, great Savior, oh, great Redeemer, we thank you for this day, for this is the day the Lord has made. I pray for every person. May the power of the Holy Spirit. Jambera, mau ya mulongo. We have heard the word.
Jambera, mau ya mulongo.
The word which has come for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As our eyes are closed, Tamvera Mau.
We've heard the word.
Mulungu azionesera mu moyo watu.
God is revealing himself in our lives.
Mau ya mulungu yakafika mu mtima mwa muntu.
When the word of God comes in your heart.
Mpamvu ya mau ya ja.
The power of that word.
Yazatembenula uja muntu.
They convert that person.
Enze wa moa, moa usira.
An alcoholic stops being an alcoholic.
Vantu wakaona wazao na kuti Umoyo wa mau ulikuoneka muli uja, brother.
When people look at that person, they say the life of the word is in that brother.
Ngati Mulungu asinta brother Lakson, ngati Mulungu asinta brother Msukuma.
God changed brother Msukuma.
Munzi uzao na kuti kuoneka kulichina china shtika mumoyo wa.
The village will know that something happened in the lives of these people.
Chifukwa ni mpamvu ya Mulungu, sisi nchuchabe za mzelu.
Because it's the power of God, it's not something that you do it using your mind.
Amen. Mau ya lalikiwa.
The word has been preached.
Manje question ilikuli imwe.
Full so, it's up to you now.
Kodi mau.
So this word.
Kodi umoyo ulikuoneka.
Life, is it showing?
Mumoyo wanu.
In your life.
Muziva mumtima mwanu.
You know your heart.
Muziva mamene muliridi.
You know how your heart is.
Muziva mamene Mulungu amena kukambisirani.
You know how God speaks with you.
Menso tonse tisinzimile.
Let us all close our eyes.
Ngati mulipo pano.
If you are here.
Mkamba mawa yanifikira ine.
He's saying this word has come to me.
Musonkano uyu wanigwira kumtima.
This meeting has touched my heart.
Mau yala likiwa nifuna nisipeleke kuli Mulungu.
This word which has gone forth, I want to give myself to the Lord.
Pamene tasinzimira.
While we've closed our eyes.
Noti mtu aliyeza kuenda enda.
No one should be moving up and down.
Chifukate kuluperera Mulungu ali pano pamalo.
Because we all believe that God is in this place.
Pamene tasinzimira.
While we've closed our eyes.
Ngati pempo yanu ni yakuti namvera mao.
If your request is that I've heard the word.
Nifuna mpamvu ya mao yake yankale yakunkala mu moyo wangu.
That word to come in my life.
Muzaimi ya kwanza yanu pamene nikupempererana.
You are going to lift up your hands while I pray for you.
Heavenly Father, their hands raised over this audience. Ambuye Mulungu, onani manja yamene yaimiwa, noti kuli muntu, but kuli imwe. Ambuye Mulungu watu, mau yanu pamene yatumidwa, yamankala kukwanirisa lingo chamene mwayatumira. Ambuye onani manja yamene yaimidwa mumalo wano. Pansi pakwanja ija pali pempo. Pansi pakwanja ija ambuye pali njala, njala yamene ifuna umoyo, umoyo wa mawiyano. Ambuye lekani siku ino, inkale siku ya umboni kuti satana anagonje setwa mumoyo wa mbare wanga. Lekani siku ya lelo inkale siku ya umboni kuti pa siku ija, siku ya msonkano, pamene mau ya nalarikiwa, nina sinta, nina chili sitwa, ambuye tiku ya mikane. Nipembele na pakwanja yonse ya imiwa ambuye, kuti mkale moi dalisa, kuti mzimu wa yela unkale wakula nkula, kumutima uja wamene waimia kwanja. Ambuye ndimwe wamene mumagwilisa muntu. Ambuye nkalani oti dalisa, nkalani oti chilisa. Kwa kuimiwa kwa manjaya, lekani umboni unkale okuturuka mumanjaya. Umboni wachisisimuso, umboni wa repentance, umboni wa madaliso. Ambuye nikulupirira muli kuchita ntchito yanu mu mitima. Ambuye nikulupirira pakusira kwa misonkhanoyo, tizankara na umboni, tizankara na testimony, tikuyamikani pakwanja yanu yamene mwankhala kutionesa muzuwa muno, muzina ya Yesu Kristu tipemphera. Amen. Timtotereko Mulungu. Haleluya.
There is power
konda ife.
Someone loves us.
Wenzi latu
our friend is the same, this very person.
Ati funa funa ife.
He's looking for us.
inde nthawi zonsetu.
And he does this all the time.
Akuti kuli bwenzi amene atisakira sakira.
There's a friend who's looking for us.
Ati konda.
He's looking for us.
Nchifukwa chake atibweresa pamalo ano.
That is why he has brought us here.
Nchifukwa chake atitumira mawa.
That is why he has sent us the word.
Icho ni chikondi cha Mulungu.
That is the love of God.
Ndemo amene aonesera chikondi chake. Amen.
That is how he's showing his love.
Brother Mwanza.
Number
59.
Ake konda ife bezina tunde
tunde
eyu atifu
afona afona ife.
Thank you.
lukuru.